You're listening to Khan Podcasts.
The Herzog College English Education Department will host a special tribute evening tomorrow, Tuesday, June the 20th, to honor the memory of Lucy D., who was murdered along with two of her daughters in a terrorist attack in the Jordan Valley this past April. Lucy D. was a graduate of the Herzog College English Education course and a beloved English teacher in Efrat. The tribute evening will take place in Migdal Oz and will also be viewable on Zoom. The evening will include tributes from Lucy's colleagues and classmates, pedagogical workshops, and discussion of ways to inspire others to emulate the passion, values, and leadership Lucy modeled in her teaching. We heard more from one of the participating Herzog College faculty members, Dr. Amy Gelbart.
We are coming together to pay tribute to Lucy and her memory. Lucy was a student at Herzog College in our English education department. She became an English teacher with us. She got her English teaching certification with us in 2015, and then she went out into the field and became a teacher. So we, the teachers who taught her, the students who studied with her, who became her friends and were still in touch with her, and the other students at Herzog College, her colleagues, her peers, her friends, her family, we're all coming together to remember Lucy.
Tell us a little bit about the Lucy that you knew through this perspective in this setting.
Sure. Lucy was an Olah Chadasha. She had just come to Israel with her family and not long before that, and she decided that she wanted to become an English teacher so that she could make a contribution to Israeli society. And so she came to us with quite a lot of background, her with a BA and an MA from Oxford in Far Eastern studies, and she was not quite sure about she hadn't quite integrated into Israeli society yet fully, and coming to Herzog was an opportunity for her to meet many native English speakers and native Hebrew speakers who are the population of our department, and watching the group form and come together and support each other and learn from each other. These are very precious memories that I have of Lucy. In addition, I've recently gone back into my Google Drive and read many of her assignments, reflections that she wrote based on the courses that she took, and it has just brought her even closer to me now. And she was extremely caring, and she was very passionate about wanting to become an English teacher, and very, very serious and driven.
Who did she teach English to? Who were her students? In what frameworks?
So she went through a number of schools, but the last few years she was teaching. She was a very beloved teacher at Yeshivat Orot Yehuda in Efrat. She made a very big difference in her students' lives. We've heard stories, and this was very, very important to her to create a supportive environment. And actually, Lucy believed that the terrible shortage of English teachers here in Israel should be filled by Anglo English speaking Olim, that it would give them the gift of becoming more integrated into society, and they could make a meaningful contribution to society, and also receive the gift of relationships with their students, as well as a sense of belonging.
Was there anything that you saw in the evolution or the integration of her own educational vision that she brought to that? Or as you're saying, that's part of it, this seeing it as a being part of becoming part of and integrating into society?
Yes. So I would say that we really saw that during her time at Herzog. And I saw that in the reflections that she wrote, how, you know, she was slightly older. She came from England. Many of the students were younger, Israelis, Hebrew speakers. And she really wrote about the process that she went through, and how she became part of this group that was formed which is something that we're very proud of at Herzog. That, you know, we have all different types of students, different ages, different backgrounds. And yes, we work hard to create an environment where everybody feels safe. And she broke down the walls between her and these students who were younger and Israelis, and she began to mentor them as well with their English, giving them support. And they began to mentor her as well in her integration into society. And there were some very, very close friendships that continued on after they left.
In addition to this tribute to her and remembrance of her, are there any other steps the college is planning to take to try and continue her vision about teaching?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, Herzog is will continue the English department, and we are really interested in having more teachers to help more people become teachers, come through the system. And we have a bachelor's program and a teaching certification program for people who already have a bachelor's degree. So that's first of all. In addition, as soon as I heard about the terror attack, I went straight to my computer and I found a book that Lucy wrote during while she was in my children's literature course. So that's an assignment that they have, a very big assignment that they have, where they go through a process, they find out they figure out what's important to them, and they create this children's book. And when I went, and I remembered Lucy's book, so I went to look for it in my computer, and I found it. And it's about her family. It's an "I can do it myself" kind of children's book, where she's describing how her children are preparing Shabbat when she's not at home. I would really love to find a publisher for that book, and to translate it into Hebrew and find a publisher for that. And to, because it was really very much who Lucy was, about empowering her own children, her students, her peers, her friends, and helping them become everything that they can be. It was very much a part of her, and one of some of the things that she wrote and some of the things that were emphasized. We have a theater and improvisation course that I teach as well, where, you know, she was coping with her, with integrating into Israeli society as a teacher, as an English teacher coming from a different country into an Israeli school. And she was having her struggles and writing about them and sharing those thoughts, as well as going through the process of the course and coming out on the other end feeling that she could manage her classrooms better. And that just, you know, it was, we can't ask for anything more than that. Really, when it comes to trying to help teachers become who everything that they can be and make an impact on their students.
So if anyone is interested in this special evening, how can they find out? When is it happening?
Okay, so the evening is taking place on Tuesday, the 20th of June. It'll be in Gush Etzion in Migdal Oz on the Herzog College campus. And if they would like information, they can write to Bryna, Bryna, at Herzog, Herzog, .ac.il. The event is for free, but you do need to register. It's also possible to participate on Zoom. So, and you would need to register for that as well. So if they contact Bryna at Herzog, she will help them register, and then they can participate in the event. And I'll be reading the children's book at the event, and bringing people up to date on what we've done so far to try and get the book published and to continue Lucy's legacy.
Dr. Amy Gelbart, more information can also be found at the site events.herzog.ac.il.